Hey, it's Leanne here, and welcome to your beliefs overhaul, where we are going to start removing the weeds and planting new seeds in your self-image and in your brain and in your beliefs, okay? And we're going to talk about how to ritualize this. So here's the truth. Your brain already has a garden of beliefs. You've been picking them up since you were small. You know, things like you'll never be good enough or smart enough or pretty enough or skinny enough or rich enough or you name it, right? Where this story that you're, and it's probably not conscious, remember, it's this unconscious or subconscious belief that you're not worthy of love and happiness and belonging, or where you're maybe too much for someone else, like too bright, too emotional, too much work. Who knows what we pick up about ourselves? Or maybe that you're a failure, like you're a success at everything except for your body, except for stepping into your purpose, whatever it is for you, or food, or a failure at this whole self-love piece of the puzzle. And then there's all of those micro beliefs that come alongside of it or on top of it or underneath it. And so we need to start weeding the garden and planting new seeds. And I'm going to show you how to do that in layers starting right now. Okay, so first of all, let's take a look at your beliefs and self-image garden. Okay, so step one is we've got to identify and pull the weeds. We've got to identify your old limiting beliefs and, as I call, the drama, which you're going to learn a lot more about. Then we want to lay down fertile soil for new beliefs and your new self-image to grow. Because again, I could give you all of the tools and the structures and the strategies, but if we didn't identify all of those weeds in the self-image of, in the garden of your self-image, you would end up right back where you are right now because you can't outsmart or outdiet or outperform that. So we've got to not just plant new seeds, but make sure we're laying down that fertile soil for which it can grow and flourish. And then we want to plant new seeds, okay? And so in this video right now, you're going to see we're going to go over how to ritualize steps one and two. Step three, we're going to constantly be doing, and especially when we get to that self-image recipe and inner compass work, you're going to see it really coming together. But really, step one and step two is what I'm going to lay out for you in this video, okay? So starting with step number one, we've got to become aware of the weeds, okay? Or as I like to call your inner bitches, right? It might be, you can call it whatever you want, your inner voice, your inner self-talk, your inner critic. I use the metaphor of your inner bitch, right? And so again, with all of this, take what fits, take what works and what resonates and leave the rest. So I'm going to just walk you through how this works, okay? So first of all, it's all about awareness. We're not talking about actually influencing it right now. We're talking about simply becoming aware and identifying the weed. So what you're going to do is you're going to see there's an assessment. I call it the witch bitch and the bitch detector, okay? Where you're going to assess where your inner self-talk and these old limiting beliefs and weeds are showing up for you so that you can identify exactly what they look like, how they're talking to you and about you and how they're showing up for you. And that way you can bring that data to the calls and to the coaching when we connect. But so you're going to identify your inner bitches, right? And you're just going to simply start becoming hyper aware of the drama, okay? And so we've talked about this before, but it really bears repeating right now. Here's what I mean by drama. Well, first, we've got to create the distinction between the data versus the drama, okay? So the data is what actually happened, the facts, everything that we know to be true, okay? But then there's also the drama that can be added. So the drama is what got added, the story, the meaning, the justifications, our perception of what actually happened, what you're saying about it. That is the drama. So I'm going to just give you some kind of random examples just so you can understand the concept, and then we'll bring it back to how it shows up in your life. So one example is I ate a cookie. That is the data. That's what happened. But the drama says that was bad. That was awful. That was off my diet. What's wrong with me? I ruined everything, right? Again, the data is I ate a cookie. Everything else was the drama, and it does not have to be there, okay? So next example, I walked into the room and that woman looked at me, okay? The drama says, first of all, that's what happened, right? I walked into the room and the woman looked at me. The drama says she was looking at my fat rolls hanging over my jeans and judging me, or I'm so ugly, or whatever came after that, right? Again, the only thing that actually happened was I walked into the room and the woman looked at me. That was the data, okay? Let's take it even further. The data, my daughter got a C on her test, okay? That's what happened. The drama is, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad mom. Why didn't I help her study more? It's my fault. What's wrong with me? And on and on and on, okay? Again, the data, my daughter got a C on her test. And last but not least, I'm feeling a bit off today. Okay, that is the data. But in some cases, that might actually be drama too. But we're just going to look at that as data. Versus the drama is, oh my gosh, this isn't working, or I'm ruining it, or this will never work, or whatever our drama says. Again, you're having an off day. I'm feeling a bit off today. That was the data. Okay, so anytime we are talking, every day you're going through your normal day life, every call that you come to, I want you to bring the data, not the drama. We can talk about the drama. It's not like you have to ignore it, but I want you to always be trying to bring the data, not the drama. Okay. So how this might show up in your life, I remember, you know, one of the first times I shared this with a client, this is back when I had my fitness studio, and she was shocked at what her drama was saying because the data was that she got a flat tire on the way to the gym, and she didn't actually make it into the gym that day. And so she ended up getting food from the drive-thru because by the time she got the tire fixed, it was super late and she needed to get dinner for her kids. But that's what happened. But the drama was, oh my gosh, I'm a bad mom, I'm unmotivated, I messed everything up. And her drama just completely took over from, I got a flat tire, okay? So again, look for the data. Do not bring the drama, okay? So moving back to our awarenesses and ritualizing this, okay? All I want you to do is start identifying your drama. That is where we have to start, okay? So you're gonna notice the drama, and you're gonna just practice bringing yourself back to the data. And this is what we want to start ingraining as a habit, okay? Notice the drama, bring yourself back to the data, and just practice, practice, practice. Give it air, attention, intention, and repetition, okay? Because these are the weeds that are spoiling your precious garden, and we have to identify them. And all you have to do that is create this newfound awareness and simply start living your life looking for it. And then this will enable the weed pulling to happen in the background. And the cool thing about this is once you start practicing this, it will become you. This awareness will just, you'll start seeing it without even really mindfully practicing it. But we've got to get in those mindful and intentional reps to begin, okay? So that's an overview of step one. I'm going to come back to that in just a minute, and I'm just going to explain to you the overview of step two, laying down this fertile soil. As in, we have to change your state. If you've been living in a food and body and shame prison for a very long time, your state has been probably transformed, or you've practiced being in a state of like, what's wrong with me, or why am I such a failure, or really just a shame, blame, guilt, comparison state. And when we do that, we have no choice because that's what our wiring does to us, other than to look for the problem or what isn't working or what doesn't work or what will never work, or focusing on the problems, right? So we've got to actively shift that. All right, so I'm going to show you how. And first of all, I want to just warn you, do not underestimate the power of what I'm about to share with you. You're going to see it and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's so simple. But that's, first of all, why it's so cool. The beautiful part of it is its simplicity. But it has this magical compound effect, okay? Because think about it. In your mind, what do you usually think about at the end of the day? The 50 things that went right, or the one thing that went wrong, right? All the stuff that you did get done, or all the stuff that's on your to-do list that didn't get done, or even that one thing on your to-do list that didn't get done, right? So the way one of my favorite neuroscientists talks about it is he talks about how the brain is like Velcro for negative experiences, but Teflon for positive ones. They just fly right off and slide right off, right? And so our minds fall victim to what's called the negativity bias, meaning like, you know, negativity is our brain's natural home. It's our home base because we remember bad events more than we remember good ones, especially for women like us who have struggled historically with self-image and with body image and with food. And then, of course, all the shame and the negative emotions that come alongside that. We must start taking ownership of our beliefs and of our thoughts, because when we go down that rabbit hole, it is dark and it is deep, and we've got to flip that switch. And that's got to start right now. And you'd be surprised actually how quickly we can shift it and shift your state. And so how do we flip it? We've got to be deliberately changing your state every single day. And I'm going to show you a super simple way to do that. Okay. So here is your new daily ritual. Again, as with everything, this is an invitation without expectation, but I invite you to play full out. You will be floored by how radically you start shifting, okay? And you start feeling these shifts. So all it entails is taking 5 to 10 minutes per day. I recommend doing it in the morning, but there's never a wrong time or place to do it, okay? You're going to get yourself a journal, okay? The front of the journal is going to be for the gratitude part, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. And then the back is going to be for your bragging, okay? And I'll tell you about that in a minute. So it's just one journal. You're going to start at the front for one part of this and start at the back for the other part of it, okay? Here is the first state change, gratitude, okay? First of all, I used to always hear the word gratitude and I was like, I don't get it. Like, what's the big deal? Well, I won't go into the ins and outs of what it looks like on a brain scan where you're living in fear and anxiety versus gratitude and celebration. But let me just cut to the chase by telling you, it will literally create a state change in your brain. And while you are in that brain state of gratitude, the other part of your brain where fear and anxiety and doubt and despair live cannot turn on. There's something called reciprocal inhibition where it pretty much cannot turn on at the same time. And so when we can start firing and wiring gratitude into your presence right now, it will change everything for you and you will start showing up and living in this space. And I won't even try to like wow you with the impacts of this. I want you to just experience it and see it for yourself because it shows up differently for everyone. But again, do not underestimate the power of this. So how do we do this? Okay. First, we're going to start at the past. Then we're going to work to the present, and then we're going to move to the future and be grateful in advance. And here's what I mean. You're going to start, okay, and you can separate this. You can do one day you're being grateful for the past, one day you're doing present, one day you're doing future, or I like to do a little mixture of all three every day. So start at the past. I want you to start listing all the things, like literally from childhood till now, right, that you are grateful for. They might be things that you're actively grateful for, or it might be parts of your journey that actually have some shame or remorse or regret. And the truth is that you wouldn't be here right now and be who you would have become without them. And so why not be grateful for them? I give you permission to go be grateful for all of the effed up shit that has happened to you because it brought you to here, it brought you to right now, and it caused you to draw that line in the sand. So start at the past and start being grateful for everything in your past. Then work to the present. If you woke up, if you slept in a bed, if you slept under a roof, and if you have food in your refrigerator today, you have 1,000 bazillion things to be grateful for because 2/3 of the world does not have that. And we skip over it every single day. If you're in this program and you are getting help right now, that is something to be grateful for because do you know how many people and women especially cannot create that? Even they don't even have the computer to watch this on, right? So I won't tell you all the reasons above and beyond that why you should be grateful. Start living in this gratitude. Start actively identifying all the things that you are grateful for right now. I promise you, I don't care how down of a day you're having, you can find things, people, places, concepts, whatever to be grateful for. If you are breathing and you are walking and you're alive right now and you have food on the table, you have a great place to start. Okay. And then move to the future. This is the part that always feels a little bit weird at first for people because it might seem a little bit woo-woo. But here's the truth. You've already decided to change who you're being and how you show up in the world. You've already decided, as in committed, drew that line in the sand, non-negotiable, to stop the stories where you're not enough and not good enough and just start focusing on becoming the version of you that would feel that way. You've already decided that you're not going to bring your old food and body struggles and shame struggles and self-rejection struggles into the future anymore, right? So the cool thing is you've already decided it. You could let your default take over, which would be, what if this doesn't work? Or what if I don't do this? Or what if this is all the same thing, just a different color or whatever we're saying, right? Yeah, you could focus on that. But I invite you, what if you just, because you already decided and this time is different, why don't you start being grateful in advance for all the things that you are creating? Be grateful in advance for the freedom to choose. Be grateful in advance for the day that you feel like you influence food more than it controls you. Be grateful for the day when you can start showing up as love, with love in every area of your life. Be grateful in advance for how you're going to show up in this program. You're going to show up wholehearted, decisive, resourceful, committed, and act as if that line has been drawn in the sand every single friggin' day. Move to the future and start being grateful in advance. And if there's something that really kind of tricks you and you have all that doubt and that fear, make that part of your gratitude in advance every single day. Remind yourself of the fact that you committed to it and that it's non-negotiable and start practicing gratitude in advance for what's to happen. And so, yeah, let yourself be a little woo-woo. The way I look at it is, you know what? I am not in this world alone. I am going to try and partner with the universe – to help me create this abundance and this love in my life and serve and contribute and just be the version of myself that I want to be. Yeah, I'm asking the universe to meet me halfway, but I'm not asking the universe to do it for me. I'm going to also meet the universe with intelligent action, which is what you're doing, right? Right now, you're taking intelligent action. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Take the intelligent action and let your logic brain and intellectual brain do the work too. But meet the universe halfway and open up your heart, suspend any disbelief, and just start asking the universe and being grateful in advance for what you want. And start being thankful right now. Because if you're not thankful right now, I promise you, you won't be thankful when you have it. When you're in that dream body, when you're in that dream life, if you're not practicing the state of gratitude, because it's not just a one-time place or destination, you won't know how to have it when you get there. So we want to start practicing it right now. So that's your first part of this. In 5 minutes a day, sometimes what I do is I just have my journal and I might say, okay, today I'm going to fill up this whole page, or today I'm going to fill up half a page, or I'm going to write 5 items. Like, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Just get in the reps, the consistency every single day where you're practicing gratitude for the past, the present, and the future, however you decide to split that up, okay? And then we're going to do the same thing with bragging and celebrating. And it's very similar concepts. What are we celebrating that, and by the way, there might be some crossover for what you're grateful for and what you're celebrating. Did you ever brag about the spelling bee that you won in fifth grade? Did you ever brag about the 50 pounds that you lost? Even if you did gain it back, you still worked your ass off. Did you ever brag about the person that you showed up as in your loved one's life with respect and love and care? Start bragging. There is nothing too small. Start bragging about just making a decision to step into your light and being here right now. Brag on yourself. Celebrate on yourself. I promise you, if you don't know how to do it for yourself, you won't be able to receive it from others. And that's why we start all of our weekly calls with celebrations, because we've got to wire you for this state change and rewire your brain, okay? And so celebrating and bragging on yourself, where they're bragging, there's a distinction here. It's not about being cocky or overconfident or condescending. It's about owning your shit. Owning your accomplishments, owning who you've become and who you're becoming, right? Own it all and celebrate it. Love on it. Start practicing how to love on yourself, okay? Same thing, work to the present. What are you bragging about? What's happening right now that you're creating? Who are you being right now? What did you do right now? And then move into the future. Brag in advance for taming this dragon. Brag in advance for liberating yourself and taking the keys and breaking out of the body and food and shame prison. Brag in advance for who you're going to show up as in every area of your life. Start bragging in advance. Again, it's going to sound so simple. And to be honest, most of my clients find that the gratitude part is a lot easier than the bragging. That means you probably need to learn to brag more, because you're probably used to deflecting or not celebrating or even just outright rejecting or judging yourself. So again, we want to start at the past, work to the present, and move to the future. I want to remind you, do not underestimate the power of doing this small task every single day. Make it a priority, and you will feel a state change right away. If you do your brag and gratitude journal every single day for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or however long it is, after you close the journal, you will feel different. You will feel the state change, okay? It's immediate. And if you do it consistently, it will transform your life and your brain if you allow it to, if you step into it, okay? So just to recap, step one, we got to become aware of the weeds through that bitch detector and just having that front of mind awareness of the data versus the drama. Then you're going to want to start with the awareness, take the assessment, identify your bitches, eat, play, love and live. So where are their food bitches, body bitches, health bitches, and self-image bitches? You'll see when you get there. And then start becoming hyper aware of the drama. Do not do anything with this part of it. It's all about awareness and bringing that awareness with you into your conscious mind as you go about the business of your life. That's all you've got to do. It'll be in the background. So again, you're going to notice the drama. bring yourself back to the data and just practice, practice, practice. This is what we want to ingrain as a habit. And these are the weeds that are spoiling your precious garden. So we've got to identify them. And all you have to do is create this newfound awareness and it will happen in the background. Okay. Then of course, we've got to change your state. And we're going to do that by laying down that fertile soil, bringing in daily gratitude and bragging, which is 5 minutes a day. You're going to get yourself a journal. You're going to start at the front with gratitude. You're going to start at the back and brag. You can go either direction or either order. Doesn't make a difference. But do not underestimate the power of doing this small task every single day. It will radically transform your life. So that is it for this layer of your beliefs overhaul. Take it, run with it, bring this kind of data and this kind of experience to every single call and to every single day that you're living your life as you're going about the business of your life, okay? Commit to this practice and this awareness and it will radically transform your life, I promise you, okay? Honored and grateful to be in your presence and I can't wait to hear how this goes. Talk to you soon.